is Wade Brethke with the Chief Organizer's Report, bringing our people to the graduation line. Go Pounce! What is Pounce? I actually know because I spent some time over a bunch of years in the downtown campus of Georgia State University. This blue panther head seems to be everywhere around the sprawling and expanding downtown campus. Walking from the parking lots up and down the hills in Atlanta near the Capitol to the classrooms of the School of Social Work or the cafeteria or the popular Waffle House, I sometimes wonder how many years it will be before the school has grown so large that it will be running programs in the Capitol hearing rooms during their recesses. Might actually be a good thing, because the record of GSU in many areas is becoming a benchmark for others, which is not the same thing many of us can say about the legislative accomplishments in that building. GSU is getting some recognition for something that's obvious to any of us that have spent time in their classrooms or with their students. This is a diverse campus where African Americans are everywhere, not speckled about here and there. The leadership of GSU is paving the way by doing the right thing rather than the popular thing. Rather than trying to rejigger their curriculum and scholarships to chase after big, rich, state, and elite universities, they focus on how to bring their student population success. For example, in the last 5 years, Georgia State University has awarded more bachelor's degrees to African Americans than any other nonprofit college or university in the country. They've developed programs to bring their students to the finish line, not just run them through the application mill. It's not just African Americans either. The Hechinger Report in 2016 reported that from 2003 to 2015, according to GSU, its graduation rate, finishing a bachelor's degree within 6 years of starting, for African American students rose from 29 to 57%. For Hispanic students, it went from 22 to 54%. By 2014, for lower income students, those eligible for a federal Pell Grant, it reached 51%, nearly the same as for non-Pell students. Its graduation rate for first-generation students went up 32% between 2010 and 2014. We're talking about success across the board on these metrics at a time when we read daily about the hand-wringing of elite and other schools with way more resources, bemoaning the fact that they can neither recruit nor graduate lower-income and minority students, even though they keep drinking at the same well and doing the same things over and over. Luckily, other institutions both here and abroad are studying how GSU is pouncing on the situation. Maybe they'll learn something, maybe not. From my experience, I can tell you one thing for certain. It's hands-on. When Acorn has been involved in several practicums on issues like remittances and undergrads and with undergrads and predatory installment land contracts with graduate students, there's constant attention and discipline in the professor's expectations, not just an online grade eval like I received from some of our other university partners in the U.S. and Canada. Heck, the professor in our just-completed program got out and door-knocked with the student team and showed them some tips on the street. That's the kind of involvement that moves students and the rest of us to the finish line, as all four of our team got their Master's in Social Work, MSWs. Of course, the professor was Dr. Fred Brooks, former ACORN organizer and canvas director, so who would be surprised? But the fact that he is there on the ground with GSU says something amazing about their program and accomplishments as well. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.